On day three of the shutdown, it still seems no one has a solution, but you can bet everyone has an opinion, including the millions of social media users in China. Our shutdown is a hot topic of conversation for them right now. David Moser teaches American politics to Chinese students at Capital Normal University in Beijing, and he's been reading the comment threads on Chinese social media sites.
The Chinese netizens that I'm watching on Weibo are somewhat sympathetic with the idea of this sort of breakdown, this sort of conflict, because it shows a real, genuine, transparent dialogue between the two opposing views of government. And interestingly, I sort of noticed that the netizens here share a resonance with the Tea Party, believe it or not, but for very different reasons. For one thing, there's a lot of Chinese here that are very suspicious of government and very cynical about its role and are very sympathetic to the idea that it has to be checked. They aren't against big government, which is not an issue here, but they're cynical about corrupt and secretive government. And they're also very sensitive about taxes because they believe that their tax dollars are just going into a black hole and that the government is not accountable at all. And so anything that smacks of wrangling over accountability and frugality in spending of tax dollars sounds like a good idea to them. So they're actually somewhat inclined to kind of see the Republican stance. They're at least open to this debate, and they think it's a healthy sign, actually.
So some of them kind of see what's going on here through a libertarian lens. Just for the corollary, why does the central government see the U.S. government shutdown as a bad thing?
They see it as an irresponsible thing. Mm. Of course, there are some sort of reflexive attitudes on the part of the leadership that want to always show the dysfunction of the U.S. system in order to bolster the support for their own system. So they're always saying that the U.S. is not perfect. They're somewhat muted and cautious in their criticism of the partisan squabble, and they're mainly saying that this is an irresponsible act on the part of the government because it has a great potential to negatively influence the global economy. So that's the stance that the state media is taking on this.
You know, so many people have been looking at the government shutdown as kind of the two-party system at its worst, just fighting amongst each other and grinding everything to a halt. When you teach American politics to Chinese students, how hard is it to explain the two-party system to them?
Well, they already have a good understanding of the basics of the two parties. They know that there are two parties, and they know there are some fundamental disagreements about the role of government. But one thing I've had a hard time explaining to them is the role of money in the system, such as the role of lobbyists and also the role of contributions of various organizations, including multimillionaires and billionaires, to the political system. This seems to them like just open, naked corruption, bribery in some sense. And I have a hard time, in fact, arguing with them that it isn't that.
Have they used the word bribery with you when you get
sure.
into – really?
They say, isn't that just bribery?
And how do
isn't
you answer that?
I say, in a certain sense, especially from, I guess, the standpoint of the Chinese, in fact, yes, it is a legally sanctioned kind of influence involving large amounts of money that could be considered a kind of corruption, certainly at a high level.
So as an American who's lived in Beijing for a long time, how do you see the U.S. government shutdown from afar?
I can sort of see it from the Chinese point of view because I do understand that accountability, transparency, a genuine sort of partisan debate is exactly what's lacking here. And it's exactly, in some sense, what this country needs more of. The fact that the government has shut down and the American society has not collapsed into chaos is sort of proof to them that the American system is very strong and robust, and the Chinese one remains pretty fragile. It's pretty natural for them to think of the counterfactual of what if the Chinese government shut down for a short time. And they don't think it comes out very well in comparison. I just find it interesting that in this battle, the Chinese citizens kind of seem to side with the American system. And most of the comments on Weibo are kind of veiled attacks at their own Chinese system. On the other hand, as an American, I tend to see this as very dysfunctional. I'm very despairing to see the lack of cooperation between the two parties. And to me, it just seems like an awful mess.
Well, if the shutdown drags on any longer, we'll certainly be checking back in with you, David, to see if those opinions there have changed. Thanks for your point of view.
Thanks, Marco. Glad to talk with you.
David Moser teaches American politics at Capital Normal University in Beijing.